biggest key to me was when we came out of the pits ahead of Harvick. I thought that was huge, you know. So Alan did an awesome job. I mean, first of all, what an incredible drive in Hunger Chevrolet. Right from the drop of the green flag, this was a lot of fun today. And I had a blast driving, and the car was awesome. And so when we got in front of Harvick, I thought, okay, you know, I thought that was the guys who were going to race. And then when Alan started telling me there were guys going to try to stretch on fuel mileage, all I could do is run as hard as I could. And I was a little bit loose at the beginning, and we caught some traffic, and the car finally tightened up, and then we were really clicking off some laps. But every time I got to a car that was saving fuel, they kind of held me up a little bit and made it a little more difficult for me to pass. So I knew that we weren't quite going to get to Paul. It was really about running out of fuel. So we tried as hard as we could to put pressure on him. And I got to say, as disappointing as it is to not win this race, it sure was great to run that good. And I got to congratulate Paul Menard. I don't think there's anybody in this garage area that appreciates a win here at the Brickyard more than Paul. He grew up here as a kid, and I think that's pretty special, pretty cool.
Quickly, how bad did you want it on that last lap, knowing you were that close?
Well, I wanted it really bad, you know, leading up to that. But on the last lap, I knew I was too tight behind him, that if he didn't run out, I wasn't going to get him. You know, I needed a few laps to work on him. Well, I guess I need a few more laps for him to run out of fuel, too.